This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of a grinding battlefield stalemate on the front line in eastern areas. The apparent aim is to weaken Ukraine's resolve and compel Kyiv to negotiate peace on Moscow's terms. Kyiv's military administration said power and water were restored on Friday, with about 30% of consumers still lacking heating. Ukrainians who fled the war to find refuge in the United States are now facing an end to their permission to stay. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
About 20,000 Ukrainians are coming to the end of their humanitarian parole. The majority of them arrived in the United States through Mexico. There, it was easier and faster to get a visa to enter the country in the first months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration has said it is working on a fix, but so far has issued no official guidance on what Ukrainians should do. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House on Friday welcomed efforts to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East after Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to re-establish relations after years of hostility that had threatened stability and security in the Gulf and helped fuel conflicts from Yemen to Syria. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Again, de-escalation, tensions in the Middle East clearly is a priority, and he welcomes that.
She's speaking, of course, of U.S. President Joe Biden. She said this does not change Washington's position regarding Iran's nuclear deal. The deal brokered by China was announced after 4 days of previously undisclosed talks in Beijing. More on this at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. rushed to seize the assets of Silicon Valley Bank after a run on the bank on Friday, the largest failure of a financial institution since Washington Mutual during the height of the financial crisis more than a decade ago. Silicon Valley, the nation's 16th largest bank, failed after depositors, mostly technology workers and venture capital-backed companies, hurried to withdraw their money this week as anxiety over the bank's situation spread. Britain will pay France $577 million over 3 years to try to stop migrants from traveling in small boats across the English Channel, helping to fund enhanced paroles, the use of drones, and a detention center. Over 45,000 migrants arrived on England's south coast in 2022. That's a 500% surge in the last 2 years. Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters reports.
The British government is going to pay France $577 million in a new deal to try to stop surging numbers of migrants crossing the English Channel. Over 45,000 migrants landed in the south of England in 2022, a 500% increase in the last 2 years. The new deal, to be paid over 3 years, will include funds to double the number of French border patrols on its beaches, better technology for them, a joint command center with the UK, and a new detention center in France. It will also attempt to tighten coordination with other countries along favored routes for people traffickers in Europe.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has not yet said if he will run for president next year, but he sounded like a presidential candidate in a speech to Iowa Republicans on Friday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Governor Ron DeSantis' visit was in part to promote his book, The Courage to Be Free, but also a test of how he'd be received in the early voting state of Iowa if he announces his candidacy and challenges Donald Trump. DeSantis was courting voters in Des Moines and Davenport, where former President Trump is due to visit Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Some 5,000 female prisoners in Colombia who are either impoverished or the heads of single-parent households will be freed in exchange for community service, this according to the Colombian government on Friday. The move under a new law passed by leftist President Gustavo Petro on International Women's Day would benefit inmates convicted of minor crimes with prison sentences of no more than 8 years. Justice Minister Nestor Osuna told Blue Radio that instead of prison time, the women will serve the rest of their sentences by doing public service. That could affect about 5,000 of the country's 17,000 female prisoners. Marissa Milton, VOA News.